Welcome to Time with Alpha Depression Hour. Today is September 11, 2019, day 254. Today's topic: fear of no money, fear of death, but burn out for more. Fear God, no fear anymore. Peace with children's children. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, feed for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the place of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 25, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 10, Proverbs 23, verses 4 to 5. Today's main passages. Psalm 103, verses 11 to 18. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like glass. It flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it gone, and it plays, remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 11 to 18. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The seal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Last one is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. Or because of these surpassing great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I plead with the Lord to take it away from me. But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is fear of no money, fear of death, but burn out for more. Fear God, no fear anymore. Peace with children's children. And you'll find why I received today's topic from Jesus Christ our Lord from today's three passages. Who Jesus, Emmanuel, is. How can He bless you if you fear Him? And may you be able to listen to what Jesus is telling you now, right now. It is me. Do not be afraid. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know how to fear you and be willing to fear you so that peace will be with us and our children's children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to fear God? Family corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.